Eastern County's Regional Library Regular Board Meeting is February 5th, 2026. Time is 5:01 PM. And are there any additions to the agenda? I have one. I do have correspondence. I would like to make that number 5 and just shuffle every other number down one. With that one addition, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
Ron and Clark. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, the agenda's approved. Before you, you have the minutes of the January 22nd, 2026 meeting that we held virtually. Are there any errors or omissions to those minutes?
I didn't see my name on those minutes.
Oh, sugar.
I was like, I'm sure I was there.
We will add you, Liz. I'm so
That's
sorry.
Okay.
You've seen the quality of the IT support here.
We will add you.
Hey, now.
Well,
I'm still on Cancun time.
It's because Michelle wasn't at the meeting doing the minutes. I'm a trained professional for those. Okay. So.
With that one glaring exception, are there any errors or omissions? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Business arising from the minutes. Lycoma agreement update.
Lycoma.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Just that we are taking a bit of feedback and doing some redrafting. We do not have a finalized revision of the agreement. But I just wanted to provide you with that update that we're going to make a few little changes based on some of the alliance feedback. So that's that. We'll have another agreement for Jim to sign probably in a couple of weeks. Okay.
And send it out for everybody to peek at first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I didn't do it because we don't have a final draft for a review. So. But I just wanted to be a surprise.
Number 5, correspondence. We did receive a letter here from the Honorable David Ritchie.
I have one already.
Oh,
you have one?
This is the one, huh?
Yes.
Thank you for your letter December 5th requesting additional funding to support the distribution of diapers, period, and incontinence products in the branches of Eastern County's regional libraries. Government understands the important role Nova Scotia Public Libraries plays in supporting strong and healthy communities across the province. If they did, they would give us decent funding.
Uh-huh.
The region's decision to expand the ability of available personal products to meet the needs of vulnerable communities, commendable. Unfortunately, at this time, there are no funds available to support your request. I appreciate your ongoing commitment to the communities you serve. Laura has mentioned that this will be looked at during budget time to see what we can and can't do in the future to hold on to it ourselves.
Yes, we just had people come today getting diapers for a very adorable baby.
Yeah, that's the only price we ask.
Do they have to produce the baby?
Well,
no, all just pictures.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a really important service. Yeah. We've got to think of.
I get feedback. I would say, on average, I would say probably weekly or bi-weekly, either directly from branch staff or from the public, about just how valuable this service is. I've had people cry. I've learned way too much about people. Thankfully, I come from a social service background, so I'm like, please come sit, I have Kleenex. But like, it really does highlight that the library is so much more than just books and that we are an essential service. They said so in the pandemic, and that hasn't changed, even though we're not in a pandemic.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we will explore possible grants if possible. Or you know.
Yeah, well, the actually credit union might be a source, or I don't know.
United Way.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. But regardless, we'll dig for money on that one. We will not give up.
Well, the diapers are the most in-demand product at the food banks.
I can imagine. And, you know, I was actually quite surprised. Even with my background, just how in demand the incontinence products have been.
Okay.
Particularly, I think because there are other resources in community for young families, for women to get period products, and even to get diapers through food banks and women's centers. Incontinence is a whole other ballgame. Seniors are largely forgotten. And that's one area that people largely ignore, don't even consider as being...
Well, medical conditions too, right? With
this, exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Because diapers are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Buy
them. Okay. Yeah.
Very expensive.
Oh, yeah. Like one little package of Depends goes for $30 and you get 10 pair.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay.
Yeah. On a note, have you sent out, a letter to some of the businesses? Because I know Katie Farm up here are a big helper.
And I think that'll be one of the first kind of lines of attack, in terms of, grant funding, that sort of thing, but also looking for more sustainable partners that, can do a multi-year decent amount.
So. Even the I know the wind farms, I had a meeting with them the other day, and they said, if you need anything, just let us know.
Yeah, we do have a relationship with them, and we are waiting to hear about a grant from them for a different project, so I'll check in with them about
everyone?
That as well.
Okay, there's also Zutphen.
Yeah, I was going to say,
North Shore Sustainable Fuel, they changed their names.
Yeah, Greenleaf, and then there's the Roxbury Paper Wind Farm.
Okay, well, definitely, if anyone thinks of avenues for this, just
I just had a meeting with them here the other day, and one of the things he said, if you guys need, if you have festivals or something like that, or needs, just let us know. And
all right,
I'll dig up also the names of the companies that donated water for us during the summer droughts.
Yeah.
Because Sobeys did, the Super Bob Laws did.
Right, so we should pursue, we haven't done business.
And that'll be get the government to cough up first if possible, and then if we need to explore private.
Yeah, because I know the Roxbury Paper Wind, they've got a company that's working under them, I think they call it RES, and they gave us $500 worth of gift cards for the Christmas for the food bank.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, well, this is a good discussion then. Thank you.
Well, on that cheery note, financial updates. I'm guessing that's you again, Laura.
Yeah, the income statement. Did everybody have a chance to look at the income statement?
Mm-hmm. I looked at it, but I don't have a copy.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Did that help?
Yes.
There is a copy coming your way. Okay.
Thank you.
There you go. Do you have a copy of this? Yes, please.
Okay. Laura.
Yeah. This is to the end of November. We are about a month behind in our accounting, so we're working to catch up. Unfortunately, we had some project-related grant accounting that we had to distract our part-time accounting clerk on, so it's certainly not her fault. So we're figuring out a strategy to catch up a bit. One thing I will identify for the board about this, I can tell now from my many, many years of experience that we are underspent. And I talked to the auditor about how to deal with this, because we had parked monies for problems like the building situation, and the timing's not going to quite work out, but I don't want to panic and spend money quickly on something, particularly when the 26-27 budget could be quite awful. And so his scenario suggestion for the board was that when we are approving, or when you are approving the audited financial statements, at that time you can make a motion to transfer any additional remaining funds to our operational reserve, and then we could take them from the operational reserve for the budget for 26-27. So, that's just kind of acknowledging things haven't worked out in the timeline that we had thought, and with the building, I think there's a good chance that we may get a grant for the project management fees, which we want to spend this money on if we could avoid it, because we're not sure what they're going to find when they start ripping out windows and so on. So it's just kind of identifying that for the board, and that this will be something that we can deal with effectively. We will, however, show potentially a profit for this year, and then the following year we potentially will show a deficit but the bridge funding isn't guaranteed, and that was certainly a huge chunk of 46,200, you know, that's become part of our regular budget. We are going to try and catch up on some spending. The projects in St. Peter's and Waikaukama have been quite a lot of work, so that's part of why we're a little bit preoccupied.
But we did just put out a really nice social media post about the children's area in St. Peter's that looks really cute.
It does, but it would look cuter if we had to purchase the carpet for it, was all I thought. So, does anyone have any questions about the income statement at this time? When I do get December, I will email it out to the board, regardless of when we're meeting next.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Gas tax rebate, 1 cent, 1 penny? What's that?
That's a really good question. I would say that's an error, and I will investigate and get back to you.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Get a lot more than that.
Yeah, typically. So I will see what that's
about.
It
might have something to do with the difference. Is it? Minus 849.
No, I would just say that must be an error, or it hasn't come in.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it just isn't done until the end of this whole thing.
Yeah.
So, the municipal contributions, are they always like this?
How it works is that we provide the service for the first quarter, and then after that first quarter, we bill you, and after the second quarter, we bill the municipal units, and sometimes it's a bit of a delay getting the checks back. So this creates a bit of a cash flow concern, obviously, which is typically good. This is to the end of November, mm-hmm. So you know, I was going to check in with Tara like next week about have we received the checks from the following folks, right? So because there's a few that we haven't been entered in November, but probably showed up in December and just haven't been reflected mm-hmm. yet.
Well, and there were a number of weather day like delays and stuff. I remember in early December, so there was a lot of mail issues too.
Mm.
So that could be why.
Yeah.
Can I ask quickly how those numbers are determined?
That's not a quick question if you're talking about how much the municipal units. We need to have like an hour and a half meeting to explain that one, which we can do. Essentially, the government determines it.
Okay, that's the quick answer.
And the calculations they use are somewhat mysterious, but they relate to population.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grants overview?
The grants overview, it didn't come with a complimentary magnifying glass, so I don't know if you can make your way through it. We don't really need to discuss this too much. I will say that I got not exactly a panicked email, but kind of, to review this grant paperwork and where several of our grants were at. So I did in late January submit several grant extension requests or changes to the grants to kind of get the paperwork in with the department's grant system. So we did get a lot of this updated, and mostly it was like, can we spend it on this instead of that? Can we combine our strategic planning grant with our board governance grant to be able to get a consultant to do the strategic framework project? Can we spend, extend the food security grant so we don't have to rush to spend the funds? And the capital facility grant, we did also update them on that. So this has all been recently updated. A lot of it is, kind of minutia. The numbers really haven't changed much in terms of the amounts of money. But it is just, as the board near financial oversight, there is the budget and the income statement represented there, but this document is representing where all the various grants are at, which are not necessarily reflected in the budget or the income statement, depending on what gets spent when.
This also as of November?
That is actually as of January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is
very recent, because a lot of the notes have changed. Like, we've asked for an extension, we've done this, and the money hasn't really changed. It's just where the project status is at. And we are waiting about this year's grant. So we did apply for a library development fund grant for the project management fees, and as far as I'm aware, none of those grants have been released yet by the government. So, but hopefully in the next week or two, we will have genuine information. What they, why they wanted me to deal with the paperwork and get everything tickety-boo was they wanted to delay the receipt of new funds, which I was on board with. So that's it for me on that one. And if you do have questions about any of these, you can always email me. Are we good?
We're good on that.
Okay, good. Budgeting timeline. So I just wanted to remind everybody where we're at. We're coming up to the end of the year, as you're aware. Municipal units are budgeting, but we are not, because we don't know how much money we're going to have to work with in 26-27. Obviously, we're starting with last year's budget as kind of the template for this year to maintain service levels. And so as soon as we get that information, we can start trying to construct a budget more logically. I might start, you know, drafting, but it's really not, it's not going to be that difficult. It's really just about that extra money and trying to meet the operational strains and stresses is the big challenge. And anyway, so we won't be approving a budget until typically after the audit's complete, and it'll be June like it is every year, despite my best efforts to pull it back earlier. I mean, if the province comes through with financial information because they received our letter and acted upon it, perhaps it could be earlier, but it really is a tough go if you just don't know what your money is. And that's it for me on financial updates.
Any other questions for Laura regarding money? Good. Human Resources Committee information.
Okay.
Although the first one says in camera, it's not going to be.
No.
Get back down.
It was my guess. Okay, so employee benefits proposal. Does everyone have a copy of that? Do you need that? Okay. So the proposal is to slightly alter the benefits sharing or cost sharing ratio from 70-30, 70% the board, 30% the employees, to 80-20. This will be helpful to employees because it would help to put dollars back in their pocket. Benefits, of course, are quite expensive, and our benefit provider goes, or the benefits costs go up every year, regardless of whether salaries do or not.
Sorry, who's the provider?
It's a little bit complicated because we have a, like a broker, okay? So we have a broker for benefits, and then we have a benefits provider, so it's Sun Life. And we've had a relationship with Garfield Moffat, I can't remember. They have two, they diversified, so they have, they do our RRSP as well for the employees. They're great, like they're an excellent team, and I would highly recommend working with them. They just can't help us very well because we're a very small pool of employees. And if we did have a future direction with our benefits, it would be to see if we could join someone else's plan, so we would be in a larger mix, which might reduce costs, but would also negate control of what the benefits package is. So it's got its drawbacks as well. So the 80-20 would put us in sort of the best case scenario for an employer to provide an employee with, and it would be our final position with benefits. Like we would know what we were doing budget-wise, taking this, and you know, if the costs keep going up, we'd know like, hey, we have to cut quality of benefits, or we have to shift to another provider to try and reduce these costs. So it's strategic from a financial point of view for my perspective, because it puts us in our last position before we know we're really in trouble and have to make changes. And it's good because the money that employees have to pay for benefits is their net income. So, you know, it really is directly helpful, because when you give somebody 1% or whatever, well, it might not actually even amount to much of a benefit for them, because they go up a tax bracket or they have to pay more tax and they don't really necessarily see cash in hand. So any questions or concerns about this?
Who are all the other libraries
Oh, that's a big question. I wouldn't have that off the top of my head. This is a troubling issue, though, for many of the other library regions. And I think it would merit like consideration next year of exploring what's out there and seeing what others are doing. I know a lot of regions are struggling with the cost of employee benefits. But that being said, we have the smallest team in the entire province, so they're a little better off having more employees contributing.
Okay. Any other questions? That being said, I'd be looking for a motion to accept the plan as outlined.
And this would start April
1st. April 1st, the new fiscal year.
Yeah.
Not like today.
Yeah, so we can budget it, right?
And Ron has moved. One second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great.
Chloe, did you second that or Blaine?
Chloe.
Hey. Staffing issues. Thank you very much, everyone. I really want to express my appreciation.
Well, and also, it's a difference when you go up to the counter, whether it's a 30 or a 20% copay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Keith's issues for the 26-27 budget, you probably need this, and Claude, you might as well.
Are we moving in camera for this one?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so, but it's my call.
You're just going to tell us what you need, and we're not going to say anything.
Yeah. essentially, I just want to highlight this because, you know, whenever we get that financial information, we're going to move into, like, budgeting, right, and bringing this to you, so I don't want it to be a surprise. Essentially, cost of living adjustment for all staff, like we need, really, really need to at least pull off 1% for everybody. Like, I know it's a tough budget year and all of that, but like it's also tough for the people who work for us because cost of living's crazy these days. And, you know, so you're certainly welcome to have thoughts about that or submit suggestions. We have positions that people are currently occupying that are on short-term contract, and we need to make those positions permanent. So I'm going to be working to put those into the budget permanently because they're just doing an excellent job, and we really, really need them for operational stability. So that's the backup delivery driver and the we probably should change it to janitor, but
and really it's more of like a facilities maintenance.
Yeah.
Because it's more all-encompassing.
Yeah, because it's really beyond cleaning, like caulking the windows is maintenance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were gonna try and make those short-term contracts, which we dealt with last year, last September or August, the board approved as part of a permanent team. We do urgently need additional help at regional office for the cataloging technical services, same page shipping situation, and I'm going to try and figure out how to do that. Even part-time, anything would be helpful at this point. The workload is too much. And our director of collections and technology, Amanda Campbell, deserves a huge congratulations for trying to keep it under control, but like she needs some assistance. So we're going to work towards that. Michelle and certainly branches would benefit greatly from a regional library assistant who backed up did community engagement and backed up branch staffing. That's slightly less urgent than the cataloging technical.
Yeah, I would say so. Just
yeah.
In terms of like core operations,
yeah.
I think it's more urgent to get technical services assistant as opposed to the programming
yeah.
assistants now in terms of. You know, the logistics of that we can kind of discuss, but
definitely branches would benefit if Michelle had someone working under for branches, okay, because they would stay open more often because we'd have a person to take the car, go to Port Hawkesbury, work at Port Hawkesbury, right?
Like, and then that would also free me up to do more of the higher level planning, organizing, doing outreach, exactly.
Communications. So anyway, those are sort of the thing. And then I'll be honest, the management team salaries, the directors are too low and the workload and the responsibility is too high. I'm not sure we can do much about that, which is why we should really get them some help. Because if you're gonna burn people out, they need to make more money than
somebody to go down with.
Yeah, well, or you need to make more money either way. But this is a larger project for the HR community to do a bit of research on it. And it's kind of ridiculous to discuss at this point when we're looking at a terrible budget year, but at the same time, it can't be ignored. So those are just information at this point. So you're not, so you have what I'm working on and what priority. And this is based on the idea that all branches in the current open hours remain stable. Okay, so no service changes.
It would be nice to see when you're looking into things, a comparison with other.
Oh, well, I can show you really the.
I don't need to see it now, just that
no,
in a summary.
It's actually in the. We don't compare to any other libraries. The problem is, I have a copy of it right here, the minister's letter. Okay, so you take a look at this chart where the highlighted yellow, and you will, so we operated $63.45 an open hour, and the nearest library region is $99.39, and that's because they have so many more people working there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't compare to anybody, is the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for that point.
Sorry, I didn't get to hit my audio fast enough when I was talking. But do we have any estimate on what that would cost? I know you wouldn't be able to factor in the cost of living at this time because we don't know what you're looking for or what would improve. But for all rest of the apps, do you have an estimate of what the cost would be extra per year?
You know, that's
for these positions.
Yeah, that's a great question. And you know what, I'll take that away and actually look at how to kind of project this out. Okay, like typically a 1% will come in around 11,000 or so, 11,000-12,000.
Well, 1%, okay.
Okay, but in terms of the positions, I'll do some number crunching and see. We might have to do a little bit of restructuring with staffing to make this work, so, you know, but it's a fair question. It's in the dream stage right now.
Definitely something that we can take a look at. It's, you know, what are those numbers and, you know, give you some ballpark figures.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so media release. Okay, so we, library funding advocacy. So in November or October, we discussed, November, I believe, we discussed our plans for the, I'm sorry, I found paperwork I didn't give you. Do you? Okay, good.
I have a printer at
home. Yeah, excellent. So we do have a draft media release, which James has to take a look at, but what this, media release would cover is the fact that Michelle has put together a community engagement survey about, okay, you've got it. Claude, you need a copy. Community engagement survey, and this survey would wrap up probably about, I think we said mid-March or beginning of March, Michelle? March 31st. Okay, so this would get priorities and information and just community input, which would be useful for the board's planning when it came to the budget. And it's a way for people to contribute to defining, you know, how the service develops and so on. So we're gonna be working on it tomorrow, next week, sending it out to municipal units with your newsletters, survey links. And it also talks about how sharing your library's story would be a way to help the library. So like contacting your local MLA and saying, hey, library services are really important to me, my family uses it all the time, or whatever meaning it has for you. Certainly contacting potentially the Minister of Communities, Culture, Tourism and Heritage. And so this would be a way to encourage the community to participate and help with this issue in a very positive way that doesn't, you know, like we're not just simply asking them for a donation or whatever, right? Like we need your thoughts, we need your heart. And so that's something that it seems a very effective strategy. I got, and please don't mention the name, but I'll give you this as a sample.
Oh, I was going to mention the name.
No. Don't do that.
I was going to get on the radio tonight.
Yeah. I got a user who I was in contact with because they had a suggestion about one of the branches that I forwarded to the municipal unit concern.
Do you have a copy of this, Susan? This email?
No, not yet. I will.
You'll get it.
I'll get it.
No one here could have written a better letter to their MLA about the importance of libraries.
Yeah.
Than this unnamed person, which I'm not allowed to name.
Yeah, but we will say a huge thank you to them. No.
Okay.
Yeah. We have no time.
Okay.
And so, you know, they did an excellent job talking about libraries, but this is the type of communication that we need from community members and support that's positive. Like, it's not, you know, the government has troubles, everybody's got troubles these days, but it's just to prioritize the fact that the library can be very helpful and how. So that's kind of where we're at. So when James gets like a break from emergencies,
only half the village had no water for 4 days.
Yeah,
it wasn't that big an emergency.
No,
just on Europe.
Yeah, you know, he can deal with a quote, and we can get this out to media and
the hospital.
Yeah, no biggie. Get this out to media. Get this out to municipal units. Get this up to the community. And this may be something for you guys to talk about at councils in terms of like a library report that's pretty straightforward and nice.
So Laura, is this different, the survey that you're talking about, than what was posted in your package with the QR code?
No, that's the same.
That's the same one.
Yeah, we did the soft launch to the branch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, we did the soft launch, but we're gonna, because Michelle is going to Mexico.
I had to go lay on the beach for a week. My apologies.
Yeah, so we saw, she got it out, she soft launched it, and we actually have like quite a few responses.
I just pulled it up, we have 44 responses already. And I've gotten feedback from the branches over the last 2 weeks, and a number of people have filled out paper surveys, so we made it fully accessible. So for those who, you know, for whatever reason aren't online or don't want to be, they don't have to be, they visit their local branch, they can fill it out on paper. And if they don't want to do that, give them my phone number. I will talk them through it.
Or maybe we can distribute some hard copies too.
Absolutely.
Make them around in the doctor's waiting room.
Whatever you like.
Emergency department.
Whatever you like. Yeah. We'll hook you up. But so, you know, this is our first community engagement survey, and it was part of our strategic operational plan. But I think tying it to the fact that the board needs to know this information.
Absolutely.
When we're focusing our money in difficult times, I think might provide a bit of urgency and inspiration to people to participate. And you know, a lot of our users and people who visit and stuff are very articulate, well-read, so you know, good people to have writing a letter. And I know that the department has received, well, I think they probably received, I heard 1,000 letters from patrons in other areas of the province, so it would be great if we, that sort of was the first wave of advocacy, so it would be great if we could have people follow up on this kind of continued effort. So anyway, that's the media release, that's the community engagement survey, and we are going to have a web page where we'll have this information. And one of the things that we will have on the web page will be the chart that went to the minister. And then we also have a fact sheet. Did I give you that yet? Yes. Okay, does anyone need the fact sheet?
Fact?
F-A-C-T.
Fact. Fun
Not
facts.
The old machine.
Yeah.
This is a very rough draft at this point, and I'm just sharing it with you, that so the type of information that we're going to tweak, that Jim had talked about an info sheet.
Right.
And I think, you know, that's helpful, some general kind of background. We're sort of trying to pick things that make sense for us to talk about and are impactful.
There's a typo on that.
Oh, yeah, this is rough draft.
Oh,
no worries.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you. So anyway, that's kind of also in development because The Annapolis Valley Regional Library has started posting information for their advocacy efforts on their social media channels, so we can take some of these back, break them out, make them specific to us, and use that. So it's gearing up. You know, I don't know that it'll help us with the budget, but it'll at least... But, you know, we had the magic money show up later in September last year, so advocacy can work. And then the webpage will provide a landing page for all of this information in one spot, which might be useful if you folks are trying to share it with your contacts. You'll have, just go to this page.
It'll basically just be like a virtual fact sheet, right?
Yeah.
That is
or links, you know.
Exactly, like, that you can interact with.
Yeah, link to the survey, link to the MLA's office information, and so on. So it's coming together. That's it for that. CEO report, there's really nothing to report since our last meeting.
It's not like you haven't been doing it, eh?
No.
Oh, I don't have impact.
Because somebody was in Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we do have impact reports for each of your regions, and we'll send those out.
I'll just email them to you.
Yeah. So we did get that done, and waiting on good news. So I think that's it. I'm getting tired. Any questions about any of that?
I may or may not have been having a discussion with the editor of the Guysborough Journal today about the whole funding issue. So you may hear something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
May or may not have had that discussion.
I may have to have this discussion.
So the letters to the municipalities.
Yes, they have gone out, yeah. And I believe I copied everybody on the letter to council and to your CAOs. And I didn't print off copies, but I can easily forward just for everybody's records the ones that went to your municipal unit.
They would have went when?
A while ago now. Yeah, so I would have thought I would have copied you, but it's
I think you did.
Yeah. So I'll re-forward it.
Last night, our council accepted it, and then we're pushing it right into the budget box.
Okay, so maybe I need to double check something. Errors are possible, so we'll take a little look.
We had a council meeting Tuesday night, and it wasn't brought up.
Okay, well, let me.
That doesn't mean anything. That's a public meeting, so Terry may be just holding on to it for our committee of the whole, which is the 17th of February.
We haven't had our meeting yet to discuss this as well, so we had a committee of the whole last night. So 2 weeks from now, this will be on the council meeting agenda, I would think.
Okay, well, like I said, let me double check, Blaine, that I didn't make some kind of mistake.
I'm sure I saw it.
Yeah, I would have gone to you.
You're the only one, Blaine.
Oh.
You're the only one who
didn't get one. You know what? Actually, I can.
Say
something. Oh my God, I might be right.
You might be right. That's let's
Claude.
Just take Claude. A look.
Claude's getting the image.
Yeah, let's just take a look while we're talking about it. Okay, one sec. Should have gone to Terry Doyle. Okay. Ah, yes, it went to everybody. Good afternoon, everyone. Please find attached correspondence sent on behalf of ECRL Board Chair. And since you guys have your emails online, I sent it to your entire council and Terry.
Oh, did you?
And okay. You, too. Yeah. So.
Anyhow, I'll look at that again.
Yeah, I can forward it to you actually, just so you have the, I'll do that right now, so you have the email for your record. Okay. There you go. Always good to check, though.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Election of the vice chair. I'll be looking for volunteers. Susan, are you saying yes? Is that your head going up and down?
Yeah.
I think the screen's sideways.
Yeah.
It's a silent screen, no.
Her mic doesn't work.
No. Someone that's been on the board longer than I should
maybe give a little info?
Do that for now.
How often do you go?
Only if the charity's in the road.
Yes. Well, so it's only if I'm sick or in Portugal.
Yeah.
Or on my Christmas cruise, and we have no meetings during those days.
What about club? If we if we elect him, then he has to come to all the meetings.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And we've got him roped.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure dragooning somebody into this position is.
It's true. It's not necessarily helpful because you do have to. And it depends how comfortable you are with chairing, too.
You can see how stressed I am. Mm-hmm.
So, how many meetings a year, on average, do you miss?
Almost none.
We don't know. He's only had two.
No.
So he's been here for all of them.
I would say, how long has Susan been on the board?
Year, Susan?
Yeah.
Year.
Part of the problem is
that was just my excuse.
Yeah.
We're not buying it.
Don't question it.
Feel free.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say it. I don't think it's. I mean, if you're familiar with, you know, Robert's Rules of Order, and you know you've got templates here for minutes and amazing support, so. You can be vice chair.
I've chaired many meetings.
Right.
Chair many meetings.
Oh, there you go. Now you just, yeah, I agree. I'll second that. Susan's chair. Vice chair. Done. Knock the hammer.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Quick.
Quick. Thank you, Susan. You get a sash.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Michelle will craft you a princess.
Oh, I can't wait. I love crafting.
She kind of moved it and I just pushed it along.
Okay.
Anyway, what did we say last time for our next meeting date? Just to double check.
Right. But we did.
We were talking about April.
Yeah, April.
Oh, right. Yes,
yeah.
Yep, I don't have it written in.
No, hang on. I'm just bringing up the calendar. Did we want to discuss that what Kogama thing, or in camera and all that, or no?
No.
At this point.
It's all the calendar with a question mark. Yes.
Yes, totally. Okay, so it would be April 16th, Michelle is correct.
How's April 16th grab, everybody?
Good with me.
Good.
And my personal goal will be to send you the materials well in advance.
Well in advance, so we can read them.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, and not meeting monthly, I think will certainly expedite that also.
Don't jinx us.
April 16th, what day is that?
That's Thursday. Third Thursday, April 16th.
Thursday.
There. That being the end of the agenda, meeting's adjourned.
Thank you so much, Sean.
And we have a vice chair.